Break number 9. Good to have you here with me. And we're going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today. You know, when people need to be encouraged, it seems like most people go to the Psalms. And we have to remember that the Psalms are encouraging a group of people that had to walk the right walk. They had to stick with it. They couldn't let their faith falter. It was their faith that they had to keep strong. And the Psalms encourages people during the Old Testament days, being the Jews, and it will also be encouraging to the people during the tribulation, because they will be encouraged by their own walk, their own righteousness. To us today, we need to stick with Paul, even for our encouragement, our reason to keep going forth, as tough as things are getting. The news, the challenges, the economy, the globalism, our job losses, our hurting hearts over things. No place better to turn than to the risen Savior. And we do that by looking to Paul, looking to a rightly divided King James Bible. And I know you folks know that. So we're looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. And I would suggest that before you go any further, that you would put this particular break on pause and read through chapter 2. Chapter 2 is divided into three parts, pretty much. The first third is written directly to us today, as it was written directly to the people in Paul's time. And yet, that thing has been preserved to us today, which is more at hand than it was when Paul was speaking this. The middle section is a reminder or a teaching of what it will be like during the tribulation, which is coming. And then the last part, the last third, is again written to us, where it encourages us. But we are bound to give thanks all the way to God. So it takes us right back to us today. So put this on pause and read through the entire chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. And if you have done that, let's continue now. Let's go back and let's read through this thing. And let's just see if we can't stop and make a few comments as we go. Verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren. And any time I see the word beseech from Paul, he is serious. He really, really wants us to get it. Don't you look to somebody and you really want them to get it? You beseech them. And again, all they do is get mad at you. All they do is, just like Paul says, the more abundantly he loved somebody, the less he was loved. He was called their enemy because he told them the truth. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, pause. See, people will look at that and they will be thinking about the second coming of Christ. And this is not talking about the second coming of Christ. So those that still question the rapture, they still question the fact that maybe we will have to go through this tribulation as the church, as is taught in the pulpits of America. That is not true, and this proves it right here in 2 Thessalonians. To me, Romans 11:22 proves it, as the Gentiles are cut off, and that will fit into this as we read. So just take note, this is proof again that there has to be a what we call a rapture, cutting off the Gentiles, call it what the scriptures call it. And you'll see this, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. So we will be brought unto him. So that has to be referring to the rapture. Now here's some more proof. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let's go back and look at that verse. That you be not soon shaken in mind. Okay, there's two things here. One, our mind gets shook up. Do we allow our mind to get shooked up, whichever one you want to use there? It's a mind. It's what we're thinking. It's our own thought process. We cannot let that get shaken up, shooked. We just can't. And here's why. And we'll see this as we go. Or be troubled. Is your mind shaken? Are you troubled? We easily can be these days, more today than even yesterday or the day before. We are being challenged in our mind. We allow ourselves to be troubled. Then it says troubled, neither by spirit. That's not the spirit of God. That's your spirit. That's you. You're troubled. You let yourself be troubled. What's going on? Nor by word. Words trouble people today. As a teacher, I have never seen what words can do to people as much as today. We used to say, how's that go? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Now, words hurt people. We can't let that happen to us, especially us. that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us. We should not be troubled by what Paul says. And yet you talk with people and pastors, they hate Paul, they hate a King James Bible, they hate Paul's books in the King James Bible. They are troubled by the letters from Paul. It's amazing, isn't it? And then here's the punchline for this verse, as that the day of Christ is at hand. See, when the day of Christ is at hand, the day of Christ, that's the second coming. And they will be shaken in mind. They will be troubled by spirit, by word, by letter. They will be troubled. They will be shook up because the day of Christ is at hand. That's the tribulation, which is what the rest of these verses are talking about. But to us today, this is before the rapture. This is before Romans 11:22. Not be shaken in mind, not to be troubled by spirit, by word, or by letter from Paul, from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let's not get shook up. This is not just before the second coming of Christ. This is not the tribulation. Say what you want about the church going through the tribulation. It's going to be tough, no doubt, but it's not, first of all, defined what the church is. It's the body of believers, but people don't look at it that way. So this whole section is written to us, and Paul beseeches to us that by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, we know that's coming. And we shouldn't be shaken in mind. We shouldn't be troubled by spirit, by word, or by letter as the day of Christ is at hand, because it's not. The day of Christ is not at hand yet. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that's still what's coming. So let's not be shaken. Let's not be troubled. Okay. That's the introduction for this section right here. You know what? I think I'm going to stop it right there for our study break. We're just going to go on to break number 10 tomorrow or the next day if we continue this thing. Break number 9, basically, folks, let's not get shook up. Let's not be troubled. Let's not live like maybe the day of Christ is at hand, because it isn't. This is not the tribulation. This is the rapture. And this is pre-rapture stuff. And he will go on and tell us that some things have to take place yet. And that's what we're participating in. But today's encouragement break, don't get shook up and don't be troubled. We'll continue with break 10.